A Loyola University psychology professor who's worked with juvenile offenders is in Eugene today. As KLCC's Brian Bull reports, James Garbarino argues there needs to be more leniency in how the justice system handles youths.
Garbarino says the brain isn't fully developed until the mid-20s, which affects ability to reason, empathize, and assess risks and outcomes. He says recent rulings by the U.S. Supreme Court have taken that into account, and those could eventually reduce the sentence for Kip Kinkle, who's serving 112 years for a school shooting 20 years ago.
Well, certainly my hope for Kip and others around the country is that there'll be progress in an understanding that these teenagers committed crimes, often horrible crimes, but the developmental science of it says that these crimes themselves do not predict the possibilities for rehabilitation and transformation on the part of these teenagers.
Critics counter that some crimes are so heinous that life in prison is in everyone's best interest, even if committed by a juvenile. Garbarino is part of a panel tonight at the Jaqua Auditorium called When Our Youth Harm, How Communities Heal. Brian Bull, KLCC News.